Wessels, brother and sister, JJ. Cummings, brother and sister, RS. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, December 1, 1907. Brother and sister Wessels and brother and sister Cummings, you have been placed in positions of responsibility. Work together in the name of the Lord. If you see things that need correcting, come close to God by faith that you may recognize the leadings of His Holy Spirit. You will have to deal with physical and mental disease, and God would be pleased to see you all yoked closely together in carrying the burdens of this institution. If you seek the Lord diligently in prayer, you will receive grace. You need not suppose that Satan is asleep, for he is wide awake. Your religious experience will be a great help to you in your everyday work. Fail not to find strength in prayer for your physical and spiritual necessities. You need the wisdom that God alone can give. Silence before God, in self-examination, will bring great blessing and will give you a preparation to speak words in season and out of season to afflicted souls in need of light. Let the light of truth shine into the chambers of the mind. Reveal by your daily lives that you are in communion with God and that His peace fills the heart. Rest in God. Thus, brother and sister Cummings, you become fitted to minister to the needs of others as you should. Practical communion with God brings peace and rest to the soul and will add persuasiveness to your words. His peace in your hearts will shine forth from the countenance. His grace will give you a persuasive power of influence. Communion with God will impart a moral elevation. You are Christ's disciples, and when the religion of Christ Jesus is lived, unbelievers will take knowledge of you that you are true, sincere followers of Christ. Obtain peace, His peace, in your service as you minister to the sick. Study His Word. In these perilous times, if men will walk with God, He will hide them in a cleft of the rock in every time of need. Thus hidden, they can discern God, even as Moses saw Him. This is to be a part of your education. With the power and light that God imparts, you can go forward from strength to increased strength. More tact, more capability, and wisdom will constantly be needed as you continue to deal with the minds and souls that are sick. You may impart the light of truth if your hearts are meek and lowly, and if you are imbued with the sanctifying grace that Christ died to impart. Truth, received and lived, will save the souls of those for whom you minister. You are not only to work in medical lines, but you are to seek to introduce the knowledge of the saving grace of Christ for the soul. There is a work given to everyone who is truly converted. May you ever have the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we seek the Lord with all the heart, we shall have words to speak that will be as a message from heaven to the heart of those to whom we speak. To all who are athirst, Christ presents the water of life, that we may drink freely when we are thus athirst. Christ will be in us a well of water, springing up unto eternal life. Then our words will be full of truth and grace, and as we minister, we shall be prepared to bring blessing to others. Have faith in God.